Things to make and do. I will follow the Savior. We have a chart here that you'll probably need assistance with. We have three columns. On the left column is Savior's teachings, the middle column, principle taught, and the right column, the far right, says how I will follow him. Accompanying this chart, there's plenty of room for you to fill in the blanks under principle taught and how I will follow him. The beginning of a new year is a good time to make resolutions, such as deciding how we can improve in living the gospel of Jesus Christ. Since the Savior himself lived a perfect life, we should try to follow his example. Instructions. 1. Remove pages 24 through 25 from the magazine and mount them on heavy paper. Note, remember you will probably need assistance with this activity. End of note. 2. Look up the scriptures in the first column on the chart. Each one will present one of the Savior's teachings or tell of an incident from his life. 3. Study each scripture carefully and identify the gospel principle being taught. A principle is a gospel truth that we should live. The picture above the scripture reference will give you a hint. 4. Write the principle in the second column. 5. Plan something you can do to better live the gospel principle, and then write it or draw a picture of it in column 3. 6. Hang the chart where you will see it every day to remind you of your resolutions. 7. Do what you have planned and strive to live a more Christ-like life. Looking at the chart, we have a number of pictures under the Savior's teaching. The first picture shows the Savior with little children, with the scripture John chapter 13, verse 34, and you can fill in the principle taught and how I will follow him. The next picture shows a man who has been injured, and a man is assisting him, giving him some water, with the following scripture, 3 Nephi chapter 14, verse 12. Fill in the principle taught and how I will follow him. The next picture is coins and the following scripture, Doctrine and Covenants, section 119, verse 4. Fill in the principle taught and how I will follow him. The next picture shows a picture of the scriptures, the Holy Bible, Book of Mormon, Doctrine and Covenants, and Pearl of Great Price, and the following scripture, John chapter 5, verse 39. Fill in the principle taught and how I will follow him. The next picture shows a father and a mother and a young little girl with a picture of the Savior with a smile on her face. And the following scripture, Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Fill in the principle taught and how I will follow him. The final picture is a picture of the Savior with the little children coming unto him, and they're all bowed in prayer. The following scripture, Alma chapter 37, verse 37. Fill in the principle taught and how I will follow him. End of I Will Follow the Savior poster. Fun Stuff, I Will Go and Do by Ann Woodbury Moore. Nephi in the Book of Mormon is well known for his obedience. I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded, he told his father. For I know that the Lord giveth no commandments unto the children of men, save he shall prepare a way for them that they may accomplish the thing which he commandeth them. 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. Many other people in the Book of Mormon were obedient to the Lord's commandments and the teachings of the prophets. Can you match these individuals with their actions? And you'll probably need assistance with this activity. In the first picture, we have a picture, number 1, of Abinadi. Number 2, Alma the Younger. Number 3, Helaman's Stripling Warriors. 4, Lehi. And the fifth picture, members of the Nephite Church. Let's see if we can match these up. A. The Lord commanded him in a dream to take his family into the wilderness, and he left his house, and the land of his inheritance, and his gold, and his silver, and his precious things, and departed into the wilderness. Refer to 1 Nephi chapter 2, verses 2 and 4. The answer? Picture number 4, Lehi. B. Despite trials and afflictions, they were steadfast and immovable in keeping the commandments of God, and they bore with patience the persecution which was heaped upon them. See Alma chapter 1, verses 23 through 25. The answer? Picture number 5, members of the Nephite Church. See, God sent him to tell wicked King Noah and his people to repent, or they would be delivered into the hands of their enemies. He was put to death because he would not deny these commandments. See Mosiah chapter 12, verse 1, chapter 17, verses 13 through 20. The answer? 1. Abinadi. D. Despite their youth and inexperience, they fought for their country fearlessly and with miraculous strength. They were protected from death because they had been taught to keep the commandments of God and to walk uprightly before him. Yea, and they did obey and observe to perform every word of command with exactness. Alma chapter 53, verses 16 through 21. Alma chapter 56, verses 45 through 48. And Alma chapter 57, verse 21. The answer? 3. Helaman's stripling warriors. E. After he was rejected by the wicked people in Ammonihah, an angel commanded him to return to the city and preach again unto the people, and he returned speedily. Alma chapter 8, verses 13 through 18. The answer? Number 2, Alma the Younger. End of Things to Make and Do. This concludes the Friend Magazine for January 2004. Recorded in the studios of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Salt Lake City, Utah. Read by Michelle Visaraga, Sharon Cruiser, and David Shaw. December 2003.